Node
60177.
Node
6434 30.
Transceive.
Direct station on 2 for immunity asking.
We're with you on 2, go ahead.
Hey Rose, great to hear your voice again. Back at the experiment. I'm on step 2 and ready for your go. I also turned on the Node 2-2 camera for you.
It is great to be working with you again. Glad we're back to the experiment. And yes, you have our go in step 2.1. We will let you know about the field of view of that camera as well, checking on that. Station Munich on 2 for Anil.
Go ahead, Ron.
Thanks, Anil. And because we are going to have quite a lot of activity today, if we could please move over to Space to Ground 3 for our future calls. Thanks, Anil. See you there. Station Munich on 2 for all crew members. No response required. As mentioned in the daily summary, the cogwheel in the Laplace payload in the Columbus EPM will be activated as part of the commissioning at 10:55 today. This is going to make a siren-like sound up to 75 decibels for approximately 25 seconds. This will happen up to 5 times, finishing around 11:15. And for future planning, the ground team is interested whether the sound is audible outside of the Columbus module and if it's a disturbance to you. So if you have any time to feed this back to us in a crew note or evening DPC later today, that would be much appreciated. And next time we run these ops, we'll just give you a heads up in the daily summary, unless, of course, you prefer a call. Thanks very much. Copy your thumbs up, Chris.
Station at Jax. I'll do this. You guys welcome aboard Airlock Mode 1 camera for all the description against Steve.
Copy that, Jack. And steps 1 through 3 are complete, so you are go to carry on in 4.
Copy, go to start 4. Houston, Airlock Mode 2, step 8 of loop scrub. Do you want me to swap the MedX simulator for the canister in step 8 here, or is that something that happens later?
And, Jack, we would like a canister in there, not the simulator for now, please.
Okay, for that, I'm going to put in the canisters.
And, Jack, Houston on 2, I got to go back for you. We actually want the simulator in there, not the canister. Sorry about that mix-up.
Hey, copy. I will leave the simulator here and
appreciate it.
Staying airlock tracks on 2, step 40, loop scrub.
With you on 2 for step 40.
The location is a spare hut. I think that's erroneous. I just want to make sure I shouldn't actually have a spare hut out here. Is that correct?
That's affirmative, Jack.
In that case, say when ready for serial numbers at step 59.
I'll take them. We've got a minute to hand over.
All right, I've got E&E serial number 3005. I've got water processing jumper, serial number 1008, EMU scrubber, serial number 1003, and there's cooling loop jumper on the other end.
We copy all. It's a good configure. Go to proceed.
The aft, EDA, I've got the EMU serial number 3003, EMU water processor jumper 1007, with EMU scrubbers 1009, and I've got an LCDG on the other end, serial number 3350.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Jack. Those are all good numbers. You are good to proceed in step 60.
Good to go in 60. Thanks.
I'm still station on 2 for ultrasound.
That's what we're on 2.
And this is actually for Houston for ultrasound. I think this is an HMS one, or whoever wants to answer, just looking for good connectivity check.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica. That'll be us in Houston. Stand by. We're still configuring.
Ready, Mike?
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica. We have good connectivity, and you are go to proceed.
Copy, go, thanks. Houston on 2, Julia just checking which space to ground we'll be on for the ultrasound.
That'll be space to ground 4.
All right, copy, we'll talk to the team on 4, thank you.
Houston, Fairrock on 2, step 72, deep square open, commence GMT 1210.
Copy, 1210, thanks Jack.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Sophie and easy motion at your convenience.
Houston Airlock on 2 for step 117 of the cooling leak scrub.
With you on 2, Jack.
So we're going to do one EMU at a time. So on EMU 3005, I have biocide filter 1005 attached to QD Alpha.
Copy. Good number on 3005.
And we'll call you back in a few minutes with the other one.
Got it.
Then airlock on 2 on the aft EMU, serial number 3003. We're connecting biocide filter 1010. Looking for it to go.
Good numbers, Jack. Go to continue.
Hey, thanks. For the go. Then airlock on 2, step 143.
Houston's with you in step 143.
Yeah, I'm struggling to see, I think we must have missed a step here. In step 143, it says to disconnect the biocide filter from QD Bravo of the water processing jumper. But in our current config, the biocide filter is only connected to QDA of the EMU water processing jumper. We never connected it to QDB. And I just don't see the step. I must have missed it. Can you help us out?
We're checking. Airlock Houston, Space Ground 2.
Here for it, sir.
Okay, so we would, this is actually a procedure miss on our part. We should have removed step 143, so the config you have is good. Yeah, good job, guys. we would only perform this step if we were doing iodination, which we're not doing today. So good config, go to proceed.
Okay, so we're just skipping 143 and we're moving on.
That's it. Flight says TJ is saying you passed the quiz.
Holy. Houston Station checks on 2, step 5 of EMU water recharge.
We're with you in step 5 and ready to copy.
Right, I've got the CWCI serial number 2217. It appears to be about a quarter full of water, and I see about 4/5 of a baseball worth of gas bubbles in there.
All right, copy. Yeah, I like baseball. Your go to continue.
What? I like baseball, too.
With you in 76.
The IU pump shut off before the fill finished message. I have a low flow shutdown message. Total transferred 0.5 pounds.
All right, we copy the numbers. Give us a minute to assess, and we'll get back with you with your go to continue. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and the airlock. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack. Give me a thumbs up when you're ready to copy our steps for you. All right. So we see that most of the transfer occurred, but we're not quite hard charged. So we'd like you to execute the step 76.3, the latter half of that step, to try and override the error message and get those last few drops.
Hey, Houston, it sounds like you're saying I should do the XPP section that starts with in step 76.3, if low flow shutdown displayed and see if it's not empty, and then do those sub-steps. Is that right?
Yep, you got it. That's correct.
And work. It says I shouldn't allow the IRU to run dry for more than 30 seconds. Is it going to be easily apparent to me that it's running dry, or what's the key or the cue that that's going on?
So, Jack, we just want to make sure you do that next step of squeezing the CWCI within those 30 seconds.
Okay, sounds good.
Sensation on 2 for ultrasound.
Hey, Jessica, you got to go in step 1 if that's what you want.
That's what I want. Thanks for reading my mind. Thanks, Matt.
Houston, airlock control transfer eked up to 0.6, but then stayed there for about just under 30 seconds, so I turned the pump to off. Just let me know if you want me to do those steps again or continue on.
Okay, we saw a hard charge and tanks come up in pressure, so you're go to proceed. Thanks for the help.
All right, copy. Moving on to step 77.
Houston, Chris on 2 for a question about NG bungees. Stowtrap, step 267.
Chris, Houston is with you on 2, step 267 for bungees. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is maybe a bigger picture question, but we have been kind of just taking the bungees out of Cygnus as we've been unpacking it, and so I think most of the bungees have already been removed from Cygnus. I guess my question was, I think if it were up to us, we would, I mean, obviously it sounds like we need to use some bungees to secure a payload at the end of the mission, but if it were up to me, I would say let's take some of the bungees that are, you know, a little bit older and in less great condition and use those to do it. You know, obviously still well secure it, but keep the nice new bungees on station. Is that something that is okay to do? And if that's the case, I think we are happy to just take them from our bungee pantry and not need to deploy a mesh bag for them. So I just wanted to throw that out there as an option and see if that would work for you guys.
Hey, Chris, that's a great idea. I just had to replace a bungee the other night because a storm blew through Houston and I had a fence tied down with a bungee that was like 20 years old, so I get that. Yeah, good with your plan. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, sounds good, and I'll pass it on to everybody else that we won't create a Cygnus bungees, and then when it becomes time to actually secure things with bungees, we'll obviously choose reasonable bungees, but maybe ones that we're a little bit more okay with re-entering with Cygnus as opposed to keeping on station.
Got it. Thanks.
From Sophie on 2 for robots.
Hey, Sophie, it's good on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, just checking in with you if you need my help right now or delay out a bit, and I'm available for you.
Yeah, okay, Sophie, you read our mind, and now we are ready for you. Next activity, crew avoidance maneuver. You go at step 2.7. We are ready for it.
Copy. Go step 2.7. Thank you.
Thank you.
And airlocks on 2 in step 38 of LCVG waterfill. I've got LCVG serial number 3375 connected to EMU 3005 on the forward EDA. Looking for your go.
We copy all, Jack. Go to proceed.
Go.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Cygnus cargo and foam.
Go for Cygnus cargo and foam.
Yeah, so the steps I'm working for Cygnus cargo, so like 269 through like 271-ish, are all having me take a bunch of foam and putting it in a 4.0 CTV in Cygnus. So I have an MO2 bag, which is basically the same size as a 4.0, and that's like probably 85% full of foam, and I'm trying to put that into a 4.0 that is already like 75% full of foam, so I'm definitely not going to be able to fit all of this foam into that 4.0 5044. I probably have two 4.0 CTVs worth of scrapped foam that I'm going to need to stow, and so I just kind of wanted to see if you guys had any preference for how we do that. Do you want me to create another 4.0 of foam trash for Cygnus, or should we just use it as stuffing material elsewise, or how did you, what were you guys envisioning for us to do with that? Because, yeah, we have a lot more than will fit in 4.05044.
We copy the question, Chris, and the constraints. Give us a little while to get an answer back to you.
Yeah, no worries. I still have some foam. When you open one of these bags full of foam with small foam pieces, it's kind of an adventure. So I'm still adventuring on at least getting 5044 as full as I can. So I got some time working on that.
You make it almost sound fun, so that's good.
I tell myself it's fun, then it can't help but at least be a little bit fun.
Hey, Sophie, on 2, that view looks great.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and foam.
Chris is with you on 2, Houston.
All right, so the plan with the foam is, and let me know if you think this will work or not, is we'd like you to use the larger pieces of foam as stuffing within Cygnus. the smaller pieces can go into the 4.0 CTB mentioned and the MO2 bag. And if those two bags fill up, you can deploy another 4.0 CTB and just label it as trash for us.
Okay, copy. And so I think the original plan for StowTrack was that I would empty out the MO2 bag and bring it back to the pantry. But just wanted to confirm that it's okay that that MO2 bag can turn into another foam trash bag in Cygnus. Is that the idea?
That's correct.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, I think that will work out no problem. And honestly, I think I should be able to fit all of the foam in those two bags, sort of as is. And do we have a location in Cygnus that we'd like that MO2 bag, or just kind of Cygnus deployed somewhere, and I'll prune out where I managed to fit it out of the way.
Good question. No preference from us. Just let us know where you put it.
Perfect. And we'll go. Thank you.
Stan Herlock on 2, steps 70.1, LCVG, waterfill.
We're with you in 70.1.
Okay, I disconnected the SCU from the DCM, and after I did that, I noticed that the lower right poppet, as I look at the EU3005, the lower right one, the center stem did not come fully forward to be flush with the outer section. I see a little bit of orange seal there, and there was a pea-sized, maybe a double pea-sized bit of water on it.
Okay, copy all, Jack. Can you cycle the SCU on the DCM and see if that gets it unstuck?
Absolutely.
Thanks. I'm disappointed that you didn't give me the pea-sized amount of water in terms of baseballs.
And you know me, I don't want to say, 0.08 of a baseball on the loop, so it makes me sound ridiculous.
Great, thanks.
New cycling the DCM, or the SCU onto the DCM, did unstick that center stem and now appears flush.
Awesome, great job. Go to proceed.
Houston Station on 2 for Manville.
With you on 2 for Manville.
I know we're about to go LOS, so I just wanted to check in if I could start that Manville a little bit early, if I could get a preemptive go from you.
We were just about to call you. Yes, you are go to proceed, and if you get to 2.2 while we are LOS, you have that go.
Okay, top here, go. Thanks, Matt. Houston Station on 2 for UVA conference.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Matt, we're trying to get connected for our procedures conference. We've tried both CrewNet, both CloudNet, multiple iPads, and we all keep getting the same results. Could not complete this call. We're just wondering if maybe we have a bad link.
We are checking.
Copy, thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for... I guess no longer wet wipes.
Go ahead on 2 for dry wipes, a.k.a. formerly wet wipes.
Yeah, I was thinking my next steps in StowTrack are all about wet wipes that have passed their date. Yeah, we were thinking about just relabeling them dry wipes, and that would solve the problem. But I guess we got to get rid of them. It looks like I'm getting rid of almost 3.5 CTVs, CTVE of wet wipes. And I had two questions. One question is just how are these already expired, or are they just expiring soon? Like, could we compensate by just dramatically increasing our usage rate, and would these still be okay? And then the second question is the StowTrack has to be putting these in wet trash. I feel like they could probably just go in dry trash because they're totally sealed wet wipes, and just wanted to double check on whether these actually needed wet trash or versus dry trash. And sorry for a third question, since we are short on JSBs, do we think these should go in a JSB, or is there a different place that they could go?
All right. No problem with the three questions, but it's going to take us three times as long to get back to you, unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, give us a few, and we will get back to you with an answer. Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely, yeah. I still got plenty of work to do to gather them all and get them ready, so no rush.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris while I got you there. Hey, this might be a dumb question, but we just wanted to verify. Did you open up any of the expired wet wipe canisters, bags, and verify that they were in fact dry?
Negative. I haven't opened or looked at any of them, but certainly my expectation is that the exterior of the packaging is all dry, and so, like, there's nothing that I would imagine would create any sort of, like, mold or smell or anything like that.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we're just obviously trying to figure out what to do with them and see if we can use them, so we'll get back with you. Thanks for the info.
Yeah, I mean, just from kind of poking the outside, they definitely feel like they're still wet on the inside.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris. You can give me a thumbs up if you're listening for wet wipes. All right, so we've got 8 pantries, I hear, of wet wipes on board, a sufficient amount of wet wipes for you all based off of our assessment. So what we'd like to recommend is that you use the wet wipes as stuffing within Cygnus, and the expired wet wipes, of course, is what we're talking about, and just report the quantity and where they're located. And that should solve, I think, 2 of the questions that you had. Let me know if that's good.
Yeah, that all makes sense. I will try to use some of these guys as stuffing within Cygnus, and I'll report where. And then, yeah, I think if you guys are okay with it, otherwise I think it makes sense to put them in just dry trash. I don't think they need to go in a wet trash bag if I do throw them in a JSP.
Yeah, good remarks, Chris. I think if we'd prefer if you can just try and stuff them all as stuffing, just so we don't have to use the JSP space, but if you, yeah, copy.
Yep, strong agree. Absolutely. Yep, I will just try to use them all as stuffing if I can. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and WHC.
You for WHC.
Hey, Chris, so the WHC manfill is complete. So at this time, WHC would be go for use if you wanted to, but you'd have to complete Jessica's activity at 1755 to do so. So we just wanted to give you that flexibility since your other folks are in the procedure conference, and that's all.
Copy all. Thanks. Yeah, I'll keep pushing ahead on these wet wipes, but if anybody in the procedure conference looks like they're getting a little bit antsy, I'll go ahead and terminate the manfill so that we have WC available again. Thanks for letting me know.
Got it. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for wet wipes, Stowtrack 279er, decimal 01.
Go ahead on 2, Chris.
So, yeah, I was looking for this item, which claims to be a 1.0 CQB 5053 labeled Wet Wipes Alpha Warehouse in PMA1. I found a 0.5 5053 labeled Wet Wipes Alpha. I'm pretty sure this is the correct one. Just wanted to check in on that.
You are correct. That was a mistake on our part. It's the correct one.
Perfect. I was pretty sure. I just thanks for confirming.
Cell Station Johnson 2, you welcome aboard Live Camp 2 for Nemo.
Copy that. Please see it. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for 279-02. I don't think that wet wipe Ziploc is in this 0.5 wet wipes alpha. I see 4 other barcodes, but they're none of them are the indicated one.
All right, Chris, with your report, ISO is good with you throwing those away.
Copy. Yeah, these all look like they're from the same lot as the older ones. So, no draw on finding 279-02, but I will throw away all 4 of these instead.
Copy.
Station on still, Space Ground 2 for Jack and Nemo field of view. Hey, can we get that view adjusted to where it's a more straight-on view of the Nemo facility and then zoomed in just a little bit? And, Jack, that's a good close-up view. If we can get it rotated 180 degrees so we're seeing the right orientation on the ground of the word express. Sorry to be picky. That's perfect, Jack. Thank you.
Cocktail Station Jackson 2, people coverage removed, looking for a go 11.3 for long bolt loosening.
have our go.
Got to go. Houston, Chris on 2-4 stowage.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to get through all of these steps. And in particular, I was trying to figure out the most rational way to kind of wrap this up. And I was just wondering when the next time is that we're going to be attacking this so track. I'm just trying to decide whether I should stow back this 1.05318 into node 3 aft 2 or whether I should temp stow it somewhere else. And then same thing with how I temp stow and manage. I just created some mesh bags of wipes to be trashed, but I figured it'd be more efficient to kind of trash pack them all at once, and I haven't finished filling those up yet. So I just wanted to get some essay on when the next time we're going to be doing this is.
Checking.
Station Huntsville, safety round 2 for Chris and Handpass Reminder.
Well, hello, good to talk to you. I'm guessing this is a 10-minute warning before I talk to you again.
Affirm, 5-minute reminder for your Handpass with an approximate rise time of 17:56. Wanted to get that to you while Houston's hunting down an answer for you.
Copy that, 56. Yeah, I'll be headed down there in just a minute. Thank you.
So Station Jackson 2, step 11.10 of NEMO.
With you in 11.10, Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm about to install the microscope controller to the assembly top surface. There's quite a bit of Kapton tape on this top surface on the edge of the calibration plate that says remove only after ground checkout. I presume that stuff's coming off, but since I didn't do the checkout, I just want to check with you before I put the controller on top of all of that tape and make it accessible.
Jack, that tape is actually staying today. You are go to install things on top of it.
Okay, sounds good. So, Jackson 2, step 12.1, can you help me find the structure rails? Is there a figure or something?
Checking. Jackson still on 2. I think you got it, but it's at the left and right at the bottom of that structure if you can remove that Kapton tape.
We'll see any Kapton tape on the rails on the left and right lower section of the structure.
Okay, Jack. We copy now. It might have gotten removed yesterday. We agree with you. We see no Kapton tape. You're good to proceed.
Sounds good. I agree. We must have just taken it off earlier.
And Jack, come slow when you get a chance. If you could sharpen the view onto that front panel with the switches, we'd appreciate it. Got a little out of focus there. Looks great. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. In 12.1, the CO2 plenum and AVAX assembly cables bundling away from the work area, does that mean outside of the structure while I put this core in or into the back?
Outside of that structure, please. And if you want to secure them closer to the top of that structure, that might help because everything will slide into the bottom.
You say the top of the structure, you mean the side closest to the Express 2 symbol at the top of the rack? The direction that I'm pointing?
Abram.
Okay.
Houston, station on 2 for Woo Manful.
With you on 2, Jessica. Oso says you are wooing him with your words.
Mission accomplished. The bag is about 90% full, and everything else is nominal. And the count is 98798.
All right, we copy good numbers. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2, can you help me find the dust cover in step 14, please?
Checking. Jackson still on 2. Those are the tethered connector caps that are at J1 and J2, those power cables. You're going to unscrew that, take off that chain assembly, and put that bolt back in.
Okay, so the dust cover are the caps that were on the control panel J1 and J2, like we're going to remove those and just toss the caps? Is that what you're telling me?
If you're going to remove them and you're going to re-stow them back into the Assembly Tools NEMO bag when you do your stowage, if we leave them on, they'll just end up getting in the way of the microscope operations.
Okay. And you all guys are also aware that there's dust caps on the 24-inch Express Rush power cables that are going to flow to the exact same volume that the dust caps I'm just about to remove, so I think you're going to have, if you're concerned about the dust caps on the control panel, you're going to have the same problem with the dust caps that are attached to the 24-inch Express Rack power and data cables.
Copy, Jack, checking. And Jack Huntsville on 2, we agree with you, they could pose the same problem. Up to you, you can still take those off, but if you want to secure all of those caps just outside of that microscope volume with caps on tape or however you feel works, that works for us as well.
I guess I'm missing the picture on what those things are going to actually get in the way of. Like, it seems like when I slid the drawer in here, there were still several inches of space over the top of it where these things float, that it's not actually going to obscure anything unless something else is going into this vacant space here later. Is that the intent?
Yes, that is the intent. We will put the tray and then that plenum that's floating right there, that will be on top of the microscope. So pulling it in and out, those caps could knock it.
Okay. If you guys are happy, then I'm going to mate the caps together, and then I will cap on them to the top of the quartz, and that'll keep them out of the way. That should work. Give that a shot.
Or trust, Jack. That's why you're astronaut, and we are not.
I don't know that that's true, but you guys are the smart ones.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris before you go into Cygnus.
Chris 2.
Hey, glad I got you. I thought you were going to head into Cygnus, so I wanted to make sure you heard me. Hey, so to follow up with our conversation earlier, we saw your crew note. Thanks for that. The big picture is that the next time we're going to be doing cargo ops is next week. That gives you context on how to close things out. No worries if you think it's more efficient to gather everything right now, but you can't do it because you ran out of time. That's no problem at all. That CTB 5183 is going to be going to node 3 aft 2 eventually. So you can put it there or Tempsto where you like.
Okay, yeah, copy all. Yeah, I'll probably just put it back in node 3 aft 2 in its desired location. And I'll just try to pass, hopefully we'll write it down, but I'll also just try to pass it on to the crew that is back there. And that we now have two mesh bags full of wipes to be trashed, temp stowed in Cygnus that should be used for trash packing. I think best plan would be if we could incorporate that into the stow track for the next folks to do it, just because I will not be here. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, and that sounds like a great plan to me.
Yeah, noted, Chris. We'll certainly update that, and looking forward to seeing you back on Earthside.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
And Jack Huntsville on 2, if you're looking for it, that capped on tape Velcro tab will actually be on the left of the structure.
Thanks. We were just discussing that. So I don't see a tab on the left side of the structure or the right for that matter, but there is some Velcro on the controller itself, on the left side of the controller. Is that where you want this to be Velcro? Disregard. We found the Velcro on the left, just not looking hard enough.
Copy, got it.
Houston, airlock on 2 for boot photos.
Go for boots.
Hey, I think I have the big picture of this, but I just wanted to confirm. You guys are mostly interested in, like, the bottoms and outsides of the boots. Is that correct? I'm just wondering, the procedure or the executor is telling me to take the boots off, but if I'm just taking pictures of it from all sides, I could probably do that with the boot on the suit. Do you also want the interior of the boot? I just wanted to double-check my understanding.
Yeah, good question, Chris. We do only need photos of the exterior. The reason for the removal was just to help you get as consistent and good lighting as possible. So if you think you can do that with the boots installed, we're perfectly happy with that.
Absolutely, yeah. It should be super easy to do with them installed, and I think that way it'll just be easier to keep, just easier. So, I think I can do it, and, I'll send those down shortly.
Thanks.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2, step 16. You may already be tracking this, but the locker 2 power LED appears to be burnt out, but it's passing power normally to NEMO.
We got you, Jack. Thanks for the report.
Houston, airlock 2, looking for a go for the O2 configuration.
Chris, you are go for both of those activities. Just do them in the sequence that they are on your timeline.
Copy, go for both of those activities, and we'll execute everything in order per the execute note and per the timeline. Thank you.
Perfect, thanks.
Unix from Sophie on 2 for E4D tablet.
And Sophie, go ahead on two.
I just checked the E4D tablet and everything seems nominal. I also did a power cycle, my powering on and off again of the E4D just in case it has some influence, but from here everything looks nominal, so do you have a hint of what I could do?
And Sophie, the only thing that could do, you could still try is to check the Wi-Fi if it's connected.
Okay, checking. Yes, it says it's connected to the Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi ISIS payload 2.4. It says ESA payload 2.4.
And we copy, Sophie. At this time, I don't think there is anything else we can ask you to do, so there will be somebody on console in the next days that we'll check, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, and I guess the next thing we could do as well is a power cycle of the tablet, maybe we'll see next time.
Yeah, so the power cycling probably already solved the problem, we just need the expert to check, and anyway, E4D is usable anyway, so you can use it at any time as you were pretending. This is not affecting the use of E4D really. The only thing that we might need to check next week is the uplink of new protocols.
Okay, great. Well, so thank you very much, Serena. Have a very good evening.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Sophie.
You too. Bye.